WREB. I am joined by Karen Martolio from Putnam, from Mental Health America of Putnam County. Good morning.
That's okay. That's great. Hi, Bella. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So we've got kind of an interesting topic this month, don't we?
We do. So July is a mental health awareness month for Black, Indigenous, and people of color. So you'd think that I think most of us, at least most people that I interact with, are not in that demographic.
Right.
And I think in Putnam County, we, you know, we
demographically,
I think there's a lot of acceptance. And I think we also have to realize that there's certain challenges that
right.
people who are in those communities face. And so July is BIPOC Mental Health Month. And so we just like to go over some of the key messages. Like, for example, historically, you know, people in those populations have, you know, obviously have been forced out of their space. And even if the individual hasn't dealt with community displacement, there's generational and historical trauma
right.
that can still impact their current mental health and quality of life. So just, you know, a comment for that. But the key messages, I think, are really great because they speak to everybody, right? And so not to say we're all the same, you know, deep down inside. And I mean, that is an argument that's made, but that doesn't accurately honor and acknowledge that there have been historical prejudices.
Right.
And I mean, you know,
there's not really a way around it.
There's not a way around it, right? So the best way is to just, you know, face those challenges. And one of the best ways, I have a graphic here that I think I'll leave here so anybody can see it, and I'm going to put it up on our website too. But if trauma and displacement had been illnesses, then connection is our medicine. So part of the key messages of this whole a toolkit, there's a whole toolkit of great information, is the importance of community and then, you know, advocating for mentally healthy spaces.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that, you know, we're open and that we make those spaces available for people who may not look like us.
Absolutely.
So, I'm just kind of reading for some other things, but I mean, I think it's true, you know, having a sense of community creates a sense of support and belonging, and, you know, those can definitely reduce feelings of isolation. We've talked to Bella about, you know, like the youth in our communities, and, you know, when you're a teen, it's hard enough, right?
Right.
And to add certain kinds of challenges such as these, it's just important to kind of, you know, acknowledge that and say, hey, you know, I know, you know, you go through even more than what we're going through. So let's just acknowledge that and make sure you know that, you know, there's a sense of belonging and you have a space here.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing to do.
Absolutely. I do want to say this, like, so I've got this handy dandy little flyer that you bring me every time. And I'm very
yes.
grateful for it. But it says that community safety is more than just physical. Psychological safety consists of inclusion and the safety to learn, contribute, and challenge the status quo. And I think that's really important because I feel especially in the times we're in, a lot of people do fear for their physical safety, especially people who are, you know, in these communities. And I think it's important to remember that it's not just for their physical safety. It's hard when you can only surround yourself with people who you don't fit in with, like, or you feel like outside looking in, people can see you're different. And it's very psychologically empowering and healing even to be able to surround yourself with a community where you feel like you fit in and you feel understood about things that people who are a different race or a different ethnicity than you, they don't exactly understand. And I think that's a really important thing to remember, especially for, you know, Caucasian and other, like, Anglo-Saxon ethnicities, to remember that it's not just, oh, well, they all look the same, so that's why they're together. It's a completely different mindset when you're with someone who you not only physically connect with, but can psychologically connect with some of these things that...
And culturally, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to explain yourself.
Right.
You don't
have to explain,
kind of,
my parents do this. Like, they're like, oh, my parents do that too. And we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as teenagers, we're complaining, oh, my mom told me I had to go to bed at 10 o'clock last night, even though it was Friday night. Mm-hmm. We complain about stuff like that, but, and we can all sort of relate. on that level. But when there are specific cultural, like, significant things that we may not understand because of that cultural barrier, it mm-hmm. is important to have someone who you can relate to, because that's such a big part of who we are.
Right. And I think giving time and support and acknowledgement that there are those differences is so important. I have a friend whose son looks African-American, and she said it's the hardest thing to sit them down and say, you know, you have to be particularly vigilant in acting right. a certain way all the time, especially with, you know, in like emergency situations, because, you know, your life depends on it. And, you know, I get empathetic about that, because, you know, what a conversation to have. I mean, I don't have to have that with my sons, right. right? That, you know, you could get shot unless you make sure that you act and, you know, communicate in a certain way.
Right.
Right. And it's just, I think the acknowledgement that that really does happen
and that
is something that, you know, we have to, and just acknowledging that there's those challenges that people in our community have to deal with on a consistent basis.
Right.
Is just lets our whole community know that we acknowledge those challenges and that we can create a safe space. So, and just being accepting of, you know, and celebrate our differences.
And just being willing to listen and mm-hmm. accept that just because it's not something that you experience and you see or hear about doesn't mean that it's not part of their everyday life.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, another thing that really helps is community-led spaces. And I know that can be really vital. I know two key groups that I've worked with in the past, League of Women Voters and the NAACP, both are really great at creating spaces that, you know, people with a specific background can, you know, connect not only to themselves but other services and know, you know, where the accepting places are.
Right.
And I think it, you know, so the BIPOC Awareness Month, one of the keys is to make sure that your space is welcoming.
Yeah.
Right. And make a concerted effort. Like, what am I doing that might be creating a barrier that I wasn't even aware of? Right.
Absolutely.
So just taking that next step and saying, huh, well, maybe let me think about that. You know, how I act, you know, how things are, you know, how things are encouraged, if, you know, so just being aware of it is tremendously helpful to this community, and acknowledging that there are, you know, challenges that we really will never have to experience just because of the color of our skin.
Absolutely.
Or our background or ethnicity.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a good thing to keep in mind. And again, the other thing that I thought was really great about this whole toolkit is, you know, it's just good mental health, right? So when individuals get together under a common goal, they increase their chances of enacting change that could promote overall wellness, you know, a sense of purpose and connections. And then again, there's that word connection, right? So, you know, you can connect in virtual spaces, but they're all, you know, or through other means of communication. So community can be more than an in-person support. And that can be especially impactful for those who are physically isolated from others in their culture.
Right.
So I know I work with a few different DePa students who are culturally not bred and, you know,
right.
And I shouldn't even say that, right? So who look different, you know, they may have cultural differences. And I just find it's so enriching in my life to find out, right, and ask
yeah.
and be supportive instead of just, you know, yeah, you're just one of us. You'll be like one of us. And honestly, again, just that acknowledgement and that sense of community, like you belong, and I love the things that you bring to the table, and acknowledging that can be so powerful and lend a voice to them that I think sometimes they don't hear, right? So
absolutely.
I think that's one of the most powerful things we can do.
It's less about we're all the same and more about we're all different, and that's a good thing. And
yes.
It doesn't mean that we're less or more.
Exactly.
We're different.
Yeah.
And that's the goal.
Right. And let's celebrate those differences.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like an example is my mother didn't speak English. right, when she, until she went to school.
Right.
And, you know, I tell people that, and they look at me, and they're like,
you look white.
How the heck did that happen, right? So, you know, and it was an era where it was culturally shamed to, like, you know, keep any of the heritage. So I have zero of the heritage. I know, like, four phrases in that language.
Right.
So I know nothing of it. Like, they totally buried that.
Yeah.
So, you know, how less robust and, you know, it's just sad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just lost that part of the culture. And I understand, I'm proud to be an American, and I love our country, and I love our freedoms. I think we can do that and still honor people's heritage and backgrounds and history. So I think we can do it all. I don't
Absolutely.
Think it's an either or thing.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with not only me, but everyone who's listening. I think that's such an important topic to be discussing. And while, like, BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month is a good starting point, it is kind of one of those things that is, it's always prevalent for someone. And so I think this is something that we should be discussing on not even just you and me, like on a widespread sort of society in general. I feel like it's something we should be talking about. And so I really do appreciate you taking your time to come out. And I know we had a bit of a struggle this morning, but
yes.
We figured it out. And I'm
post-storm things just keep coming up.
So
we were
true.
Talking about that before being on. But yeah, and I guess, you know, again, one of the best quotes that I like is connection is our medicine. So thank you for letting me connect here
of
and
course.
With all the listeners. And hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. WREB.
Giant FM. If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When the Colts score, so do you. Buy one Big Mac and get another on us when the Colts make a field goal. Only in the McDonald's app. Offer valid day after Colts game at participating McDonald's. Valid once per day. Must opt into rewards.